This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. International authorities led by Israel and the U.S. are working to track and stop money that flows to Hamas, the outlawed group that orchestrated the massacre in Israel last weekend. Part of it flows through digital currency. Let's turn now to Ari Redbord, a former federal prosecutor and U.S. Treasury Department official who's now global head of policy at TRM Labs, a cryptocurrency compliance firm. Mr. Redbord, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Let's start with some context. Hamas is subject to sanctions from the U.S. Treasury Department. So its access to the regular international banking system is supposed to be severely restricted. Is that part of the appeal if you want to move money? Is it you turn to crypto?
I think that's right in part. You have to understand that it's a very small piece of sort of a much larger terrorist financing puzzle, but it's certainly a piece. And part of that is very much because you can move funds outside of the traditional financial system.
This is part of one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I have in the past often referred to crypto as money laundering on a stick. Bad actors can take advantage of this technology. But in the work that you do, I mean, you're saying that crypto actually may make it easier for authorities to spot illegal use of money because the ledger can't be forged.
That's right. You know, cryptocurrency moves on blockchains, which are essentially networks of computers. And most blockchains are open and traceable and transparent. And using tools like TRM, law enforcement and national security authorities and others globally are able to actually track and trace the flow of funds on blockchains to ultimately seize those funds back. In 2020, U.S. Department of Justice, FBI, IRS, CI, other law enforcement seized about 150 cryptocurrency wallet addresses associated with Hamas and then went ahead and took down the infrastructure, the websites that Hamas was using to raise funds. So the ability to track and trace the flow of funds on blockchains is absolutely critical here and something we really can't do in the traditional world.
Any of this public where the crypto donations are coming from that are headed to Hamas?
It's interesting, and I will say that that is a major focus for TRM, a major focus for our law enforcement partners globally. But look, Hamas was an early adopter of crypto. We go back to about 2019, and we saw Hamas soliciting crypto donations in Bitcoin on Telegram channels, then moved to soliciting donations on their website. To answer your question, what we've seen over the last few days is really sort of a pretty disparate fundraising effort for those who are supporters of Hamas, and we're continuing to track that, and we'll see. Obviously, a real focus on Iran and trying to understand financial flows from Iran to Hamas at this point, and that's an ongoing process.
I think it was April of this year, Hamas announced it would no longer take donations in Bitcoin. Perhaps it's because of its traceability.
Yeah, really important point. And that's essentially what Hamas itself said, that, you know, law enforcement and other authorities have been coming down on their supporters because they've been able to trace and track these flows and announced in April that they would not be soliciting donations in cryptocurrency. Now, whether that's entirely true or not, it's hard to say. We're obviously seeing at least supporters of Hamas go out there raising funds in crypto.
Ari Redbord is global head of policy at TRM Labs, a cryptocurrency compliance firm. He's also a former federal prosecutor and was with the U.S. Treasury Department. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.